look at this face, I know the years are showing.
Hello, 大家好，又到了听歌学英语的时间了。I'm Linda. So the song for today is a little bit sentimental. You know, when we reach a certain age, we'll realize what really matters to us in life. Sometimes it's not fame or money that can give us comfort, but the person we care about. Just like it says in this song,I don't know much, but I know I love you, and that may be all I need to know. 今天的歌曲跟爱情有关，但是又不是单纯的谈情说爱，它有点像是我们到了某个年龄之后，审视自己的一生，发现当初的梦想或者抱负依然没有实现，面对未来也是茫然不知所措，但是一想到自己的爱人还在身边，也就觉得似乎也没什么遗憾了。这首歌的歌词比较简单，容易学会，可以作为平时 K 歌的首选哦。Now, don't know much, 知道的不多，送给大家。
Look at this face, I know the years are showing.Look at this life, I still don't know where it's going. I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know.
Look at these eyes.They've never seen what matters. Look at these dreams, so big and so better.
I don't know much, but I know I love you. That may be all I need to know.So many questions still left unanswered. So much I've never broken through.
And when I feel you near me, sometimes I see so clearly.
The only truth I've ever known is me and you.Look at this man, so blessed with inspiration. Look at this soul, still searching for salvation. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that may be all I need to know.
欢迎回来。那大家刚刚听到的是来自 Aaron Neville 和 Linda Ronstadt 合唱的一首 Don't Know Much， 知道的不多。两位巨星的合唱曾经获得了第32届格莱美最佳二重唱奖。这首歌是属于我们那个年代的一首比较经典的老歌了，它的歌词呢比较简单，很容易学会，可以作为我们英语爱好者唱 K 时的不二选择。好了，跟 Linda 一起来解读一下这首歌的一部分内容吧。Look at this face, I know the years are showing. 看着这张脸，上面满是岁月的痕迹。我们都知道以动词开头的句子是祈使句，就像这里的 look at this face， 以动词短语 look at 开头。那后面的 I know the years are showing， year 有年或者岁数、年华的意思。那在这里呢，它是岁月的意思。来看几个例句。Time and weather had long ago effaced the inscription on the monument. 岁月和风雨早已磨掉了纪念碑上的铭文。Efface 这句话里面的是抹掉的意思。Efface, E-F-F-A-C-E, efface. Inscription 是碑文的意思。再听一遍。Time and weather had long ago effaced the inscription on the monument.岁月和风雨早已磨掉了纪念碑上的铭文。I loitered away the time in looking through the shop windows. 我以观看商店橱窗来消磨时光。注意一下这句话里面的 loiter, L-O-I-T-E-R, loiter, 虚度、闲荡、徘徊的意思。来看一下。Look at this face, I know the years are showing. 这句话听起来有点像是作者在看着镜子里面的自己自言自语。看这张脸吧，上面已经满是岁月的痕迹了。Look at this life, I still don't know where it's going. 审视这一生，我依然不知道何去何从。这句话里面大家注意一下 where it's going 的用法。口语当中打招呼常用的一句话说 Hey, where are you going? 哎，您这去哪儿呀？在 where is this going 这句话里面，根据语境确实可以表示事情将进展到何种程度，或者接下来即将讲到的事情。例如By now you can probably guess where this is going. 听到这里为止，你大概已经能猜到接下来要讲什么事情了吧。 By now you can probably guess where this is going. 听到这里为止，你大概已经能猜到接下来要讲的事情了吧。 I am worried about where this is going. 我很担心这件事情的发展走向。那有 going 肯定就有 coming， 对不对？关于 coming， 大家知道这句话是什么意思吗？ I didn't see this one coming。 这句话的意思就是我可怎么也没想到 I didn't see 竟然会发生这样的事情。 This one coming， I didn't see this one coming， 我可怎么也没想到竟然会发生这样的事情。When your wife left you, I didn't see that coming. 啥？你老婆离开你了？我可没想到会发生这样的事儿呢。When your wife left you, I didn't see that one coming. Look at this dream, so beaten and so battered. 梦想历经太多的波折，已经支离破碎。这句话里面主句是祈使句。Look at this dream， 而后面的 so beaten and so battered 是过去分词做伴随状语，就是前面的 dream。 Beaten 的原型是动词 beat， B-E-A-T， beat， 在这里是打的意思，而它的过去分词呢有着形容词性，表示精神上被压垮的或者精神上沮丧的。来看一个跟 beat 有关的例句。When I was your age, my father died. 当我还是你这么大的时候，我的爹死了，我父亲死了。And I was sold to Tongs as maid. 我被卖到了童家，做他们的丫鬟。There I ate the cold leftovers every day. 每天我吃的是剩饭剩菜。And I was often scolded and beaten. 还经常受骂挨打。 再来看一下，这句话有点长。When I was your age, my father died, and I was sold to towns as maid. There I ate the cold leftovers every day, and I was often scolded and beaten. 我像你这么大的时候，我爹死了，我被卖到了童家当丫鬟，吃的是残羹冷炙，还经常受骂挨打。再来看一下 better 这个词。Better 常用被动语态，有指因不加爱惜而损坏、磨损、磨破。来看一下这个例句 Rough roads had battered our cars. 崎岖不平的道路磨损了我们的汽车。Rough roads had battered our cars. Look at these dreams so beaten and so battered. 这句话有点人生不得志的意味在里面。人到了一定年龄，如果还是一无所成的话，肯定会有一种挫败或者沮丧感的。大家记住 beaten 和 battered 的用法了没呢？这两个词是可以用来形容梦想受挫或者精神疲惫的哟。 So many questions still left unanswered， 太多的疑问仍然没有得到答案。这里要重点讲解一下 unanswered 这个词。 unanswered 是个形容词，表示未答复的、无反应的。例如 unanswered calls 指的是未接来电，跟 missed calls 是一个意思。那跟 unanswered 意思相反的当然是 answered 啦，意为得到答复的。所以 answered prayers 就是对上帝的祈求应验了，或者如愿以偿的意思。人生有太多的事情不是一下子就能明白的，所以我们经常面对的就是 So many questions left unanswered. Look at this man so blessed with inspiration. 看着这个男人充满灵性。 SoLook at this man so blessed with inspiration. 那这句话里面 be blessed with something 表示的是富有天赋或者享有什么的福气。大家注意一下，这里的 blessed 是动词 bless 的被动形式，跟形容词 blessed 是有区别的。首先它们读音是不一样的，一个是 blessed， 一个是 blessed。 那Blessed 它的意思是保佑、祝福的意思，而形容 blessed 是神圣的、愉快、安宁的。来看一下例句，区分一下吧。 She's blessed with excellent health. 她身体很好，这是一种福气。 She's blessed with excellent health. 再看下一句， I finally had a moment of blessed calm. 我终于得到了片刻让人愉快的宁静。Look at this soul still searching for salvation. 灵魂依然在寻求救赎。跟上句联系起来的话，就是是个那么有灵性的人，但是灵魂却依然在寻找救赎。来看一下 salvation 这个词，它的意思是拯救、救助。 salvation, salvation. 那救世主或者救星、救助者怎么说呢？救星的英语应该是 savior。S-A-V-I-O-R, Savior. 来看一下这个例句。If she needs salvation, she will have to find a Savior. 如果她需要救赎，她不得不找到一个属于自己的救赎者。这首歌的基本大意好像是在说，不管生活有多失意和迷茫，只要知道我爱的你一直在左右，这就足够了。不知道大家感受到的是什么？好了，这次的节目就这么多了。刚刚讲的词汇大家都记住了没呢？ I'm Linda and I'll see you next time.
这个